podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi there, and welcome to Scout the Game Week. Scout the Game Week is Fantasy Football Scout's weekly podcast brought to you by the Scout Network. In each episode, we will look back at the game week we have just played to assess what we can learn to help us in the next round of fixtures. I'm Ryan from Football Chatbox. Let's scout the game week. Game Week 23 is finally done with a new leader on top of the table. And to discuss all of that and look ahead to Game Week 24, with me this week for the second time on the show this season, the one and only Dan, aka FPL Black Wolf. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Good last couple of weeks for you and for Wolves as well, I guess.
Yes, I've been very happy the past couple of weeks, both from an FPL and a football perspective. Yeah. Really happy.
That's good news because we're going to have a bit of a Wolves discussion as well later. So we will get to that part as well because I know a lot of managers are wanting to know with regards to some certain Wolves assets as well. Now, having said that, let's get started. Before we actually get started into the FPL stuff, I don't think I got to ask you this question before, but how did you get into FPL?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a huge football fan. So my whole life I've been watching football. So naturally, I just adopted the fantasy game. And what I really love about it is I can watch any game, like, no offense to these teams, but Brentford versus Bournemouth or something like that, and get enjoyment out of it. Fair enough. That's why I play. I play for fun.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so having said that, let's get straight into Game Week 23 then. So Game Week 23 has been an interesting game week so far. Arsenal assets apart from Saka, a bit disappointing. With Martinelli now probably someone you may want to transfer out. Pep Roulette striking big time. Shaw hauling after many managers benched him and someone like myself sold him for a hit, which is a bad move on hindsight, but it is what it is. And KDB, before the Arsenal game, I would have said he was a very disappointing premium to own. And now the Arsenal game has come, he's hauled. And then finally, it's the Salah revival back on. So a lot of things to discuss. What are your thoughts so far on Game Week 23?
Well, I picked a wrong week to come on this channel because I had a pretty poor Game Week 23. I'm also one of the people who benched Luke Shaw in favour of playing Ben White and Nathan Ake, who both only started one game each to finish on 3 points. So that, along with not owning Kevin De Bruyne, meant I'm on a red arrow this week. So it's not too bad, but could have been better.
Don't worry, I'm also joining you on the red arrow this week after selling Shaw for a hit. But it's not a big red arrow, thankfully, but yeah, it is a red arrow regardless. Okay, so let's talk about Arsenal. 1-1 draw against Brentford, which I thought was a fair result given the overall game. And also since both sides had questionable decisions ruled against him. But what I want to ask is, what do we do with our Arsenal players, especially Martinelli? Has it become a problem?
I think Martinelli has definitely become a problem. I think considering Trossard is now taking minutes off him and we've seen a couple of early subs for Martinelli, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a benching at some point. So given the double game weeks that are coming up, given the blanks, I think you're probably going to look to take out Martinelli soon.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, yeah, I would agree with that because even though he's been starting games, he hasn't been performing as well, added to that. So I think he is going to be an issue. Now, obviously, I don't know if his performances have maybe correlated with the loss of Gabriel Jesus as well. With Nketiah mostly being involved on that right-hand side, which brings in Saka more, Odegaard a bit more as well, compared to Gabriel Jesus, who used to link up with Martinelli a bit more on the left. So maybe when Jesus is back, maybe Martinelli becomes better. But right now, I think he is a bit of an issue with, like you said, Trossard taking minutes off him. But on the other hand, Saka delivering in both games. If you don't have Saka and have a triple Arsenal already, would you look to get Saka in for a double Game Week 25?
I definitely would. I've had Saka since Game Week 17. I love owning him. He's consistently returning. He's consistently outperforming his data.
Yes.
So I would definitely prioritize bringing Saka in out of all of the Arsenal assets.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've got got White, Odegaard, and Nketiah, and I'm now thinking maybe I need to get Saka in, especially for double game week 25 with no clear captaincy in that game week. He could be someone who's highly captained as well for that specific week.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking at captaining him for game week 25. Okay. He's currently top of my list.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, someone to prioritize definitely, especially since he's on penalties as well.
Exactly.
All right, so that's Arsenal. Actually, no, wait. I want to touch on Ben White slightly. Now, defensively, there were questions about owning Ben White. He was close to a 9-point haul before the clean sheet got wiped out. Then got benched in the City game. But I would say Tomiyasu didn't put in the best performance. Both of us own White. Are you happy to continue keeping him?
I wouldn't say I'm happy to keep him, but I don't think he's a priority transfer out. Okay. If you already own Saka and Odegaard, yeah, in my opinion. I think he will still get minutes. I think considering how poorly Tomiyasu played today, I think White goes straight back into the team. Mm. So again, I don't think he's a priority transfer out, but I'm not happy to keep him at
yeah,
the same
fair
time.
Enough. Fair enough. It's not like Arsenal are... Arsenal is just like City for some reason. Good defensive numbers in terms of data, but not keeping clean sheets per se. So yeah, I agree with you. He's not a priority transfer because I think we have other fires probably to look into.
Exactly.
Yeah, so probably not the biggest sell at the moment. But let's say if you had to prioritize three Arsenal for 25, which three would it be?
I personally, if I could pick any three Arsenal assets, it would be Saka, Odegaard, and Gabriel.
Okay, interesting. All right. Here I am thinking of moving Odegaard to Saka, so I might have to reconsider this.
Well, I'm not an expert, yeah. So don't follow
me. No, fair enough, fair enough. Just wanting to find out. Depends on budgets as well. Budget restrictions might play a part in that. All right, now let's move on to City. Pep Roulette hit big time in the defense, with it now becoming a total minefield. You've got Ake. Do you plan on keeping him for the moment and seeing how it goes, or what's the plan there?
I feel exactly the same way as I do with Ben White, as I do Nathan Ake. I'm not happy to own him, but there's other priority transfers that I have to maximize my points. And I could quite easily just bench Ake. Although knowing my luck, I'm going to bench him next week against Nottingham Forest away and he'll get a goal and a clean sheet, something like that.
Something like what Shaw did this week. You never know.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm really looking to try and move my players to nailed players. And with Ake, you're just never going to get that.
Yeah, true. I think at this point with City defense in general, you don't know who's going to start, who's not going to start. Even in midfield, before you would have thought KDB would have been a secure starter, even him at this moment, you never know. One week Pep decides to bench him, the next week he tends to haul. Yeah. So you can never say. All right, on the topic of KDB, now, like I said earlier, I was going to say he has been poor since the restart, which I still think he's been poor since the restart, but then he delivers in the game against Arsenal. Should he still be moved out in game week 25 for Salah?
If I owned Kevin De Bruyne, I would still take him out for Salah in game week 25. I'm a sucker for those double game weeks. So
fair enough.
I think that's a very easy move, to be honest.
Yeah. Because I still have... So I've got KDB and I'm like, yeah, I think Salah makes sense for 25. So... Since we've touched on Liverpool, let's go straight into Liverpool as well. They won 2-0 against Everton with Salah back on the score sheet. I would say thanks to Pickford open goal invitation, partly due to that. But then what did you think about the Liverpool game?
I think they looked a little better. They've been so poor lately, like awful, losing 3-0 to Wolves, which I'm very happy about, obviously. But they just looked terrible. But I think they looked a little better against Everton. And they still have good underlying data. So I wouldn't be too concerned about bringing in their players for game week 25. Maybe not a triple up or even a double up, but at least one Liverpool player I think we should all have for game week 25.
Yeah. And also the likes of Van Dijk, Firmino, Jota, all back as well, could probably play a part in how they play in the attack. I thought Liverpool, for me, like you said, they were much better than the previous few fixtures that they have played. Although before they got that first goal, I thought it was still a very close game between them and Everton. Everton came close to scoring. Tarkowski hit the post and then they counter and then they score with that. Now, I think Salah is probably still a good option to get in for 25, but there is the likes of Darwin Núñez as well. Trent, maybe, if you want to really go for Liverpool defense. Where would you lie with the others? Like, looking at anyone or considering?
I mean, Darwin Núñez is always tempted, but I'm concerned now with Firmino returning and Jota returning about his minutes. Mm. And he also seems to struggle to score constantly. So I personally would be looking at Salah and then maybe bringing in one defender such as Robertson or Trent, is my personal opinion.
Okay, fair enough. I agree. Then, all right, let's move to the topic that you're well known for, Wolves. Because there will be an important topic when it gets to double game week 25. And even though this show is supposed to be looking at game week 24, I believe our transfer moves for this week are probably going to be impacted by the doubles in 25 and 27. So, first of all, great result to come back being 10 men down and a goal down. What are your thoughts so far on Lopetegui as manager for the team and how his managerial style has impacted Wolves from a football and FPL perspective?
Yeah, from a football perspective, he's completely changed everything. The dressing room seems happier. The confidence, the spirit is all much better. We play quality football. We're calm on the ball. We're just so much improved. So I couldn't be happier with him, to be honest. And from an FPL perspective, it's a little difficult because we don't really have many nailed players. We have the likes of Jose Sarr and Ruben Neves and Mateus Nunes, who are likely to play every game. But the rest of the positions, it's rampant with rotation. So it's a little difficult from an FPL perspective to hop onto Wolves.
Yeah.
But again, from a football perspective, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so the FPL perspective is where we're all wondering where to go. So now there's a big question over Bueno. Now he's the most owned player, I think, right now in the game for Wolves. He came on in the second half for Ednuri. And a lot of managers are wondering how much he will feature in the double for Game Week 25. You also happen to own him. What are you currently thinking of doing with him?
It depends on my other transfers. I don't think he's a priority transfer out for me because it would probably require a hit. And I think he gets at least one game, potentially, of those doubles. The fact is, him and Ryan Aitnery are going to share minutes. Neither of them are nailed. Neither of them are guaranteed to play every game. We don't even know which game which player is going to play. Lopetegui plays a different player depending on our opposition, depending on the matchup. So it's very, very hard to predict. But the fact is, if you own Bueno and you start Bueno, you have to just expect that he might be benched.
Okay, fair enough. Because I was looking at even this week for Wolves against Bournemouth, and I was thinking, I don't mind giving a punt on Bueno, given that the rest of my defense also face like slightly harder opposition, where I'm expecting them to concede. So I'm wondering whether I take a punt and see, because I think that's a good fixture for Wolves, given their recent form and the form of Bournemouth as well. If he plays, maybe gets a clean sheet similar to Ben White, could get subbed off at 60, I don't know.
Exactly. I'm in the same boat. I have Bueno, Ben White and Nathan Ake.
Yeah.
All three of them are rotation risks. And I'm very tempted to start Bueno.
Yeah.
Because I do think he potentially starts this next game. But again, I'm completely guessing, just like anyone else. I have no idea what Lopetegui is going to do. But I'm definitely thinking of starting him next game.
Okay. So from a Wolves defensive point of view, for those who don't have any Wolves defenders, who would you go for?
I would be looking at the centre-back. So I'd be looking at Max Kilman or Craig Dawson.
Okay.
I think Max Kilman is our left centre-back. So I think his minutes are a bit more secure than Craig Dawson, who has Nathan Collins fighting for his position. But I do think those two are first choice. And Craig Dawson has the goal threat also. So if I had to pick a Wolves defender, it'd be one of those two.
Okay, fair enough. I think Kilman is slightly cheaper than Craig Dawson as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Kilman's 4.3 and Dawson's 4.8. So I would lean towards Kilman.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. So would you double up on Wolves defense? Okay, no, let's say not double up on Wolves defense. Let's say, for example, you had a defender. So a lot of teams would still have probably Shaw and Trippier, right, in their team. Some would have got rid of Shaw by now. If you were in a situation where you go into game 25 with those two defenders and you had Bueno as well, would you maybe move out one of Shaw or Trippier for another Wolves defender as well? or would you just look for another defender for 25?
I wouldn't double up on Wolves, mainly because we're not sure about game week 28, whether Wolves are going to blank or not.
Yes, that's the thing.
So I would prioritize putting in someone like James Tarkowski over a second Wolves defender for sure. Because we know he's going to play in that fixture. We know he has the double.
All right, cool. And we know he plays in 28 as well.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, from an attacking point of view, would you think it's wise to go for any Wolves midfielders or attackers? So I've still got Almiron, and I'm at the moment unsure what to do with him, and not really sure who I can move him to as well in that budget range. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, the problem with the Wolves wingers is the same as the wing backs. We're rampant with rotation.
Yeah.
So we have the likes of Podence, Sarabia, Neto is just coming back from injury. Hwang Hee-chan will be back from injury soon. So those wing positions, they're going to be rotated a lot. From what I've seen, Sarabia seems to be more most secure with minutes.
Yeah.
But then any game, he could be taken off early or he could be benched. So it's very difficult to call. Someone that I usually never recommend for FPL, but I am kind of tempted by him lately, is Ruben Neves. Because he is playing much more advanced under Lopetegui. He's on penalties.
Okay.
He's on free kicks. And he's the captain and pretty much nailed in that team.
Yeah.
So he tends to get a lot of blanks, but then he will randomly get a double digit score. So I don't think he's such a bad asset like he used to be.
Yeah, initially, because I would have considered Ruben Neves before as like a deep-lying playmaker, kind of someone who doesn't get as forward as maybe occasionally he does have that. He does have the ability to like shoot from long range. And he has performed against United as well before, popping goals from long range. So I do remember that. But so now you say he's like more going forward as well. So could be a decent asset maybe, given that units are more assured compared to the rest, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be my priority transfer in.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for a Wolves midfielder, I'm not against Ruben Neves. Previous seasons, I would have said, no way, Ruben Neves is deep-lying. He will never get your points. But now he's moving forward much more. He's getting into the box a lot more. You saw his goal against Liverpool. He was right there to score the goal from the six-yard box. So he's not such a bad asset anymore.
Strikers, no one? Oh, too much rotation there as well.
The only one I'd be tempted by is Mateus Cunha because he's only 5.5 million and I think he's first choice centre forward.
Okay.
But he's been seeing a lot of early subs,
some
of them before the 60-minute mark. So he's kind of a risk.
Okay. All right. So it's a tough place to navigate for Wolves in terms of FPL assets at the moment.
It is. I get a lot of DMs asking me about Wolves players and I feel bad having to constantly say rotation
fair
everywhere.
Fair enough. Well, at least, if they listen to this, they won't have to DM you too much as well. So hopefully that has helped anyone. Okay. Where was I? Finally, I want to touch on one more game because I think this team will have to be on our watch list post game week 25. And that is the Leicester versus Spurs game. Iheanacho is back in the team and doing really well. Not only that, but he's also getting the most from Maddison and Harvey Barnes. What are your thoughts so far on Leicester? And are you interested in any of their assets?
I mean, they do look improved.
Yeah.
But I think I personally will avoid them. Mm-hmm. I'm not too keen on their fixtures. And they're likely to blank in game week 28, if you look at the fixtures. So I would probably avoid bringing Leicester players in until after that blank.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we'll have to wait and see. And meanwhile, Iheanacho keeps getting points for some reason, just like Almiron before the World Cup, but it is what it is. All right, so finally, Harry Kane. I guess it was a disappointing performance from Spurs as a whole, but there will be questions about maybe moving him to, let's say, for example, Darwin to be able to fund the likes of a Salah or a Trent for Game Week 25, or even moving, Kane to someone else cheaper to be able to fund Salah for some people. And also, Spurs could blank in Game Week 28, but then so could Liverpool. But they do have Chelsea, Wolves, and Forest before that. That's for Spurs, I think. And then while Liverpool have the double, which is followed by United and Bournemouth in 27. So are you planning on keeping Kane?
Kane is giving me a headache because I would love to keep him.
Yeah.
However, he's my only real cash cow in my team.
Yeah,
so if I do want to move to the likes of Salah or other double game week players, it's going to have to be Kane I take out.
Yeah.
So I'm really on the fence about this one. Because yeah. I know if I take him out, he will haul. He does every single time I sell him.
So that's the thing, right? I also have Kane and I'm like, this guy is someone who returns points in most weeks. So he's a pretty consistent player this season for FPL. Obviously not hauling as huge as we would have thought in past seasons, but I wouldn't even say going under the radar given his high ownership, but he's just delivering slowly delivering points. But again, like you mentioned, he's that cash cow to be able to afford players elsewhere. So again, might have to look to move him to try to get Salah and Darwin if needed for the double up in 25. So yeah, something to consider, I guess.
If I do take him out, it will be very hesitantly. I won't be happy about it.
Yeah. True. All right. Finally, captaincy for game week 24. Haaland did come off at halftime in the Villa game, but managed to get a goal in the game against Arsenal. Now, City do have a Champions League tie next week on Wednesday against RB Leipzig, and they faced Forest this week away. Are you planning on giving him the armband, or could say someone like Rashford, who plays at home against Leicester, be an option as well?
I'm a little concerned about Haaland's minutes against Nottingham Forest, especially with the Champions League. However, with a fixture such as Nottingham Forest, I think it would be extremely risky not to put the armband on Haaland.
Fair enough.
I don't think I'm willing to take that risk.
Okay.
If I was more of a risk taker, I think Rashford would be the one I would put it on.
Okay, fair enough. I am at the moment at a place where I'm chasing rank, so I'm willing to take slight risk, but I still haven't decided whether I want to put the armband on Rashford or not. He does have a good record at home in terms of returns. So something to, I guess, after the Barcelona game, I'll probably make a decision on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm slightly worried with the minutes with the Champions League tie coming up as well. So we'll have to wait and see with regards to that.
But then I'm telling myself, even if he gets 10 minutes against Forest, he could score.
Yeah,
and his ownership is going to be so high.
Yep. That's the thing. So that's the risk you have to be willing to see whether you're willing to take or not. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Were there any other teams you wanted to touch on?
The only other two teams I'm thinking about are Brighton and Brentford.
Mm.
They present a bit of a challenge considering they blank one week and double the next week twice in a row.
Yes.
So I've been avoiding these assets for quite a long time because of these blanks, and I'm missing out on the likes of Mitoma's points and Tony's points, and it's quite frustrating.
Mm.
So I think depending on your chip strategy, you might be looking to bring in Brighton players if you're free hitting some of the blank game weeks.
Yeah, if you're free hitting 25, even not a bad option. I think
if you're free hitting 25, I would absolutely bring in Brighton and Brentford assets.
Yeah. Mitoma, I think, should be high up on the watch. I also don't have Mitoma, and I'm looking to get him as soon as 25 is done, bring him in for the double for Brighton. The thing with Tony is he's currently on, I think, 8 yellow cards, if I'm not mistaken. And if he reaches the 10 yellow card suspension, then he misses a game. It'll be peak FPL for Tony to just miss that one of the doubles or something like that. 100%. So that is something I'm waiting to keep it till, I think, double game week 27. Wait to see what Tony is in terms of it, because he has 24 and 26 where he could potentially get yellows. So wait and see till then, and then I'll probably bring him in if I need to. But yeah, that is the only problem with Tony. But again, like you mentioned, Mitoma are really good. I would probably shout out Brentford's defense as well. They've been doing pretty well. If you've got Kepa or Sanchez, so then Rea won't be an option. But I don't mind like a Ben Mee as well. Came very close to scoring this week as well. Not a bad option, I guess.
Yeah, I think isn't Ben Mee, I think he's the third highest scoring defender highest scoring defender. So he's going way under the radar.
Yeah.
I would be looking at bringing him in. When they double, absolutely.
Mm. So, yeah, Brentford and Brighton, ones to keep an eye out for. All right, so that's it from me. But we do have some community questions, so I will move on to them now. So first one is from FPL Kante, and it's, is Kilman the best Wolves defender to own or Dawson for the goal threat? And also, who is the one player that you have not yet owned this season and wish you had?
So I think I've kind of answered the Wolves question. If you're looking for the one with the most secured minutes, and if you need the funds, then Kilman. I think Dawson is much more likely to score a goal than Kilman is. but he is more money, and he does have a slight risk with Nathan Collins waiting to come in. So it depends on if you need the funds or not, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
As for the players I wish I owned, I think in the past it was Almiron, because I never owned him, and I missed out on all of his points, which was very frustrating. And I think since the break, it's been Matoma, because I've been, like I said, avoiding him because of these blanks, and he's been consistently hauling while I just sit there wishing I brought him in. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, for me, it would have to probably be Mitoma. And in one way, I would say Tony as well, because he's also been silently delivering while we've had this yellow card problem. But before that, we were wondering when he's going to get banned as well. So all of that is like kind of prevented me from going there in the worry that the FA will stamp him with a ban. And we're like, now I wasted transfer. But yeah, those two for me. And then the next one is from FPL Paz, and he's asking, is Cunha? Cunha, yes?
Cunha, yeah.
Yeah, a good option for the double game week.
Well, he is our first choice centre-forward, as I said earlier, and he's only 5.5 million, so I don't think he's a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to expect that he's likely to get subbed early, especially if we're seeking a goal. And we have seen him come off before 60 a few times. But he does look very dangerous. I do think a return is coming soon. So I wouldn't be against it if the funds you're saving in bringing in Cunha allow you to get someone like Salah in midfield. I think it's a decent move.
Fair enough. All right. So that's it from me. So thank you for your time today as well, Dan. And do you have anything to plug?
Well, just follow me on Twitter at @FPL_Blackwolf. I wouldn't call myself an FPL expert, but I am a huge Wolves fan. So if you need anything related to Wolves, just hit me up.
All right, sweet. So that's it for this week's Scout the Game Week. I'll be back next time to look back on Game Week 24 and ahead to Double Game Week 24.